70s, 80s, 90s, the Ocean 100 Morning Show. I'm Corey in for Darcy with Jill and Scott. Happy Wednesday morning. Earlier this morning, in case you missed it, we were talking about finding shows to watch and how I struggle with trying to pick shows as a couple sometimes on the couch, and kind of figured out that Scott doesn't really watch shows with help.
Yeah, that's an easy solution. Just don't watch TV together.
There you go. This is one that I am excited for and will be on our watch list. 132 rooms, 157 suspects, one murder. It's called The Residence. It's a whodunit, and it's going to be set in the White House.
Really?
Yeah. All right.
Is this like a year-long series type thing?
It's coming from Shonda Rhimes, who has had some success with her shows, How to Get Away with Murder, Grey's Anatomy. It's going to be, they call it a screwball whodunit set upstairs, downstairs, and in the back stairs of the White House. It's coming out a couple weeks, March 20th.
Screwball whodunit. Can you tell me another show that has that sort of description? Scott?
No, I don't know one.
Police Academy.
That's what I'm like. I just like.
But it's a series, is it? It's not a like a.
Yeah. No, it's going to be a show. Going to be a series.
Like, but not a knee slapper type. Like, screwball is a strange descriptive word to me.
In the middle of all the rest, because I'm like, oh, murder mystery, yeah, yeah, drama, laugh, maybe, but screwball is an interesting phrase to put in to whodunit.
Well, it would make me think of like a Blazing Saddles or something like that. That's what I picture is screwball.
I'm just glad you said something like that and not like Tremere over there.
Corey, describe your, like, yeah. What do you picture when you hear the word screwball?
Some of the people here.
Tell me something. Ooh, good. Yeah. Oh,
baby, 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 yeah. Just teasing.
Fine. That's fine.
No.
I'm going to just lean into that for the rest of the day. So look out. I noticed this, that Cimbria Lions Club celebrated 50 years on the weekend. They had a gathering. I know. Pretty significant, awesome. Eh? Really, really big. And I know we get to highlight a lot of the events that the Cimbria Lions Club hosts and facilitates, as well as other Lions Club groups across the island. And I don't know, you guys probably know this already, but the whole premise of Lions Club is to empower volunteers to serve their communities. And they've got kind of four pillars: learn, discover, act, and celebrate, which is pretty interesting. And I think even on today, as we wear our pink shirts, something to consider, that whole learn first. Which is an interesting thing that I'm going to take with me today. But the whole idea and the impact that Cimbria Lions Club members would have had in their community over the course of 50 years. Yeah. And the impact in the people that are involved in the organization themselves and all the volunteering they do, meeting new people, building friendships, inspiring others. It really is something to celebrate. So today, Cimbria Lions Club and your 50-year anniversary. Absolutely something good.
With Darcy, Jill, and Scott, the Ocean 100 Morning Show.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you.